Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Could you just explain generally what is contained in our metadata?
Sure can. So metadata is, if you think of it as your digital trail online, so it's like the breadcrumbs that you'd leave whenever you're accessing web pages or using your mobile phone or even landline. And that information can really be used to sort of build a profile on the people you associate with, the things you like, how you're likely to vote, sexual preferences, a whole range of other things as well.
What's the idea behind it of gathering it? The government gathers it to reduce and monitor terrorist threats within Australia.
So that was the original intention when the government put the legislation forward in 2015. It was around counter-terrorism activities, so they could watch people that they thought would be suspects or suspicious activity. But unfortunately, because of the way the law's been crafted, it's now being used by a lot of different agencies for different purposes.
Well, under the Telecommunications Act of 1979, only agencies tasked with enforcing criminal law are entitled to access metadata from telecommunication companies. So how have other government agencies been able to access this metadata we have?
Yeah, so definitely, originally when the legislation was put forward, all those other agencies were actually included in scope, but then they were actually removed from the scope of the law. So as a result, they are now using other legislation at a state-based level. So a classic example is the Environmental Operations Act of 1997 in New South Wales. That's often used by local councils to gain access to that metadata information.
Well, what are the main reasons and offences for which metadata has been sought by external government agencies?
So I can give you some examples. Say, for example, a local council might have somebody illegally dumping rubbish. They could effectively go to the telecommunications company to find out whose mobile phone was within that area during that period of time and then use that to identify suspects.
Right, gosh, that's a really unique way to find out. I had no idea it was possible. Well, is it possible for there to be a healthy balance between privacy and, you know, our liberties of Australian citizens?
There definitely is, and I think we need to have more of a debate and discussion in this country, because a lot of the times we don't really get a chance to debate the consequences of certain legislations. And it's going to become more and more important as we become more digitally connected and dependent, especially when you consider things like smart meters for electricity or smart meters for water. In the future, you'll be able to tell, you know, when somebody's flushed a toilet or different appliances that are being used within the house. Information can be used for either negative aspects or very positive aspects.
Well, we do have a lot of our own data online anyway. What would a balance look like in the future of, you know, the government only having a certain amount of data for our privacy? What would that look like?
So I think if we had proper oversight in place, whereas the current legislation doesn't cover all those other agencies that are accessing the data, so we need proper oversight, proper reporting so people actually know what's being accessed, a process where warrants need to be raised in order to access that information, because currently you don't need to raise a warrant to do that. And I think also having that balance where the information is used for the good of society as opposed to just for criminal prosecution. And an example of that might be, you know, if somebody's got a smart water meter in the future and they're getting up and going to the toilet quite frequently at night, you know, that could be an indication that maybe they're developing diabetes. So, you know, that could be a positive outcome as opposed to using it as a prosecution sort of outcome.
Well, hopefully we can see, you know, a happy balance between privacy and obviously civil liberties. Well, Damien, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.